together all our need. Let us break bread together all our need.
All our need.
All our need.
Every once in a while, we need to fall.
Shoot.
On our knees.
Shoot.
And lift our face towards the rising sun.
Say that your monthly gift to the Harvest Ministries is tax exempted. Thank you. I'm going to pause right here and raise a little money for the Harvest Ministries. I hope you can take part in this very needed fundraising drive right here with the Harvest Ministry. To you for a gift of just $10, a CD that could change your life forever. Hell was made for the devil and all of his hosts. In my testimonial CD, I will share with you about my body, out of body experience to hell and back. I will certainly speak to you about my experiences while down in hell. The place is hot. The place is tormenting. The place is devastating. I will share with you examples of men going to hell recorded in the Bible. Hell is a real place. I will share with you about men who are heading to hell and don't want to be there after they get there. It's tormenting. I will share with you, to those who are headed to hell, from the Word of God. Yeah, I can show you men and women today that are heading to hell if they don't repent. I can tell you that God will make the final judgment call about heaven and hell at the great white throne judgment. He's going to make that call on the righteous and the unrighteous on that great day.
God said, "My name is the Lord, and the Lord is Jesus Christ." Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. And he said, "No man can come to the Father but by me." The Bible says there is gods and lords many.
The sermon you're hearing for today. Who is your God? Do you know? Who is your God?
Who is your God is the question for today. Jesus said here in St. Matthew 7:21, "Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." Deuteronomy 6:4 says, "The Lord our God is one Lord." There is one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Listen here. The one Lord is Jesus Christ. The one faith is our Christian faith and belief in Christ. And the one baptism, my friend, is the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:3 says, "No man can say that Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Spirit." You can't open your mouth and claim Jesus' Lordship apart from the Holy Spirit. You cannot claim him without the rebirth. Are you born again? You must be born again in order to